पंजाबी आए रे गोपिया वाला बाजरी बनाना रे गोपिया वाला बाजरी बनाना रे गोपिया वाला बाजरी बनाया यशोदा नंदना व्रज जन नंदना यशोदा नंदना व्रज जन नंदना यमुना तीरा
श्री श्री राधा माधवास्त साकी की जय श्री पांच ठाठ की जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय विनीता घोर प्रेमानंद की
Bengali. Hare Krishna. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pestaya Bhutale. Simati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinam. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharini. Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Pashyato. Om Ajnana Timir Andhasya. ज्ञान अंजन शलाका चक्षुर्मूलित तस्मै श्री गुरवे वंदे अहम श्री गुरु श्रीयुत पद कमलम श्रीगुरून वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपम सागरजातम रघुनाथानाथम तम सजीव सद्वैतम सावधूतम परिजन सहितम कृष्ण चैतन्य देव श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखानितम तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्व भानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि वांछा कल्प तरुभ्य कृपा सिंधु भयो पतितानां पावने वैष्णवेभ्यो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर हरे कृष्ण कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So today is a day when day after Lord Chaitanya's appearance. And today his parents, Jagannath Mishra Sochi Mata, celebrate. They have got a son and came to know from his Sochi Mata's father, who was a good astrologer, knew that this Nimai in future will be a great personality. And his father and mother very happy, confidentially told him to take care of him. So celebrated. And celebrating means is a utsav. Utsav means ananda. Ananda means Prabhupada said everybody chant, dance and feasting. Actually, Jagannath Mishra was a Brahmin. Brahmin are usually keep themselves in a poor condition so that it doesn't get carried away and puffed up, become arrogant and proud. He was poor. But still, according to his means, he was celebrating. In this connection, Prabhupada is next day, what he said, I'm little telling. Brahmin, who was every country, everywhere in the world, these four classes of division is there. Krishna says, Chatur Bardhang Maya system, Guna Karma Vibhagas. As long as we are not following this, instituting this thing, we are more or less, we are not civilized. Sometimes Prabhupada says even not dependent on animals, simply eating, sleeping and enjoying. So in order to know, one who wants to know what I am, I come from, Prabhupada said, who is the controller of everything? This is usually philosophers, scientists, poets, seeker of truth, they try. They are one type of people like Brahmin. So you can see even old times, you know, in different parts of the, say Greece, Socrates, Prabhupada mentioned, great philosopher, knew that I am not this body. So, and Krishna taught the same thing first to Arjuna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Prabhupada. In the beginning, he said, when he's going to start, the first lesson he learned, I am not this body. Everything is, you know, topsy turvy. Though you know so many slokas, do so much service. Not based on that. So, four classes of people, there is this division everywhere in the world. Is there. And there are some class of people, they want power by political means, they are Kshatriya. And some, they want money and want to enjoy, they are called Vaishya. Other one, previously called Kshatriya. Chat means being injured, one who protects others for being injured from others. That is king. That is political leaders, right. And another class called Shudra, simply Prabhupada said, they work and eat and sleep. The lowest class. Unfortunately, Kali Yuga, everywhere they are teaching this thing. Work hard and enjoy life. Prabhupada said, Kali Yuga, everywhere, this is the trend, tendency. Prabhupada said, as in scripture is said, Kalau Shuddha Sambhava. In this age, Sambhava, everybody is born Shudra. Parabhavastavat abodhajata. And he is in ignorance. He doesn't care for what is truth, what I am. Most of the people are like this. And to save them, Prabhupada started this movement. And when somebody asked, what do you want to make these boys and girls? I will make them Brahmin. That means at least bring them in the mode of goodness. And beyond that, they can become Vaishnava. That is, one is absorbed in the thought of Vishnu, Krishna, Hari, Mahaprabhu. He is Vaishnava. That is what to make. He is a first-class gentleman. He said, another place he said, this movement is meant for making character. They are decorated with all the good qualities of the demigods. So much so, they become ultimately godly, so that he can go back to the ultimate, their abode, God, Krishna, Vishnu, Narayan, Hari, Goloka, Vrindavan. Here is, we from the scripture, Prahlad Maharaj once said, my dear Lord, he said, you appear in different incarnation as human being, animal, great saintly person, demigods, sometimes a fish, sometimes a tortoise. In this way, you maintain the whole creation in different planetary system, kill the demoniac principles in every age. My dear Lord, you therefore protect the principles of religion in this age of Kali. You do not assert yourself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, you are known as Tri Yuga, or the Lord who appears in three yugas. Is the sloka is like this: Ittang Nitija Grishideva Ga Shabatare. Ultimately saying, Dharma Mahapurusha. Our Acharya says, Mahapurusha means the indicator Chaitanya Mahapuru. Yuganubrittam Channa Kalo. But he is Channa. That means he is covered here. He doesn't come and assert himself, I am the truth, I am the Supreme Being. Unlike other times, like when Krishna came and said, that from me everything is coming. There is no truth higher than me. Matta paratat nannat kinchi dosti dharanja. And he said, aham sarvasya pahava matta sarvam pravartate. From me everything is coming. Spiritual world, material world. Knowing this, my glories, those who are matta paratat nannat kinchi dosti aham sarvasya pahava matta sarvam pravartate iti matta bhajante mam buddha bhava samannita. So, in those who are Buddha, intelligent, they, being absorbed in my thought, with love and devotion, they serve me. And their symptom is mat-chitta, mat-gata prana. They are always thinking of Krishna, thinking of God. Mat-gata prana. Their life is dedicated in the service of Krishna. They are preaching, as Prabhupada said. Bodhyanta parasparam. They always enlighten each other, just like here we are discussing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is paratattva. He is the absolute truth, non-defined from Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nayan. That Radha Krishna again came. Krishna is the mood and the color of Radharani, hue. He came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One of our acharyas said that. Again, confirm it. Brajanda Nandan Jai Sochi Suta Hoilo Se Balaram Hoilo Nita. Krishna, who is the Brajanda Nandan, he came as the son of Madha Sachi. Balaram came as Nityananda Prabhu. Kali Yuga, Kalo, Prayana Alpausha, everybody is, lifespan is very short. Yuge Vasmin Jana, Manda, nobody is interested about God in Kali Yuga, very few. Sumanda Matayo, they have got in any subject different opinion, and there is always a dispute. Manda, Sumanda Matayo, Manda Bhagga, they are very unfortunate. Upadrutaha, they are badly affected by natural disturbances. Tsunami, so many like that. Famine, earthquake, so many things like that. Drought. Manda bhagai upadrita. But though there are so many types of all these things there, but there is one thing very good in this age. কালে দোষে নিধে রাজন অস্তি দ্যাট ইজ ওয়ান থিং গুড অস্তি এক মহান গুণ ইন কলিযুগ ওয়ান থিং ইজ ভেরি গুড কীর্তনা দেব কৃষ্ণস্য বাট ইফ সামবডি গ্লোরিফাইজ কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণস নেম কৃষ্ণস ফর্ম কৃষ্ণস বিউটি কৃষ্ণস পাস্ট টাইম কৃষ্ণস ধাম সার্ভিং কৃষ্ণ ইনস্ট্রাকশন অ্যান্ড কৃষ্ণ ফলো কৃষ্ণস অর্ডার অ্যান্ড কৃষ্ণস রিপ্রেজেন্টেটিভ অর্ডার অ্যান্ড সার্ভ দিস ওয়ে মুক্ত সঙ্গ পরম ব্রজে হি বিকাম ফ্রি ফ্রম দি মেটেরিয়াল এন্টাঙ্গলমেন্ট অ্যান্ড লাইফ বিকাম জয়ফুল অ্যান্ড দেন রিয়েল ডেভোশনাল সার্ভিস স্টার্টস ব্রহ্মভূত প্রসন্নাত্মা হি ইজ অলওয়েজ জয়ফুল প্রভুপাদ সামটাইম ওয়াজ আস্কড বাই আদার্স that I see different parts of the world I go. I see your boys and girls. Though I am a leader, a spiritual leader of another religion, one thing, I wonder that wherever I go, I see your boys and girls always glorifying the Lord and His name and they're always bright faces and joyful. Then Prabhupada explained why, because why not ours? Then Prabhupada said, you know, we strictly follow what the Lord says. First one has to be sinless. Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, you know, jeshang tu anto gatang papam jananang punna karmana, who in his past life did lot of piety and who is sinless, gave up all sinful activity. Then he can be strongly fixed up in devotional service. So I teach my boys, no meat, fish, egg, no illicit relation, no intoxicant, no gambling. Sometimes people come, Swamiji, you are very conservative. What do you mean? In this country, this is life. How can they give up and become bhakta? Then Prabhupada said, no. If you want to go back to Godhead, you want to become joyful, you have to pay some price. At least you have to become sinless. Very beginning, you must be sinless. Oh, I see. But this is the life. Prabhupada said, that may be. But anybody want, he can never be happy unless he becomes sinless. Unless he becomes sinless. So at least, out of these four, two you can excuse, they can do. What is that? That is intermingling with opposite gender and drinking. Prabhupada said, no, not even that. Because these are the pillar of sinful life. I cannot do that. But one is really serious. He must, has to pay this price. He must follow these four regulations. And Prabhupada never compromised. Even in the dham somebody came, his follower, he has many followers, he joined and asked. Prabhupada said, it is not ISKCON then. You preach and make many followers, bring them gradually. I can do that. I can. I have to follow what my guru say. My guru follows what his guru say. Moment you change what guru says, scripture says, minor matters is different. But basic thing, you don't change. Then you finish everything. And you spoil external things. So, the Krishna came, when Krishna said, Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam braj. Give up all sinful activity. Just surrender to me. Many people at that time were thinking, why to only Krishna? There are so many gods. Why Krishna? Who is there to order me? I have got also so many, I have got religion, my concern. This is him, that is him. No, Krishna won't compromise. And not that many became followers. Then said Krishna thought, alright, I come as a devotee. And teach people how to serve Krishna. The same thing. Just like they say, same wine in a different bottle. So, Krishna came with the hue of Radharani, greatest devotee, and the mood of Radharani, to teach others how to serve God or Krishna. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, our Acharya says, Radha Krishna Nayana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is nothing but Radha Krishna. He is teaching us. And Kali Yuga people are very fallen. Rupa Goswami could understand. He was asking, how do you recognize who is God? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in other time, he came in different way and said, I am the same. I am the Lord, he'll say. As Krishna said, always think of me. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't say. He said, ki shayane, ki bhojane, ki ba jagarane, if you want your good, ultimate good, then whether you are going to take rest at night, sleeping, ki bhojane, when you are eating, going to eat, ki shayane, ki bhojane, ki ba jagarane, when you are awake, whatever you may be doing, always, every moment, think of the Lord Krishna. Chinta Krishna, and always chant the name of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching. He came as a devotee to teach. He is Krishna, but he teach to how to love Krishna, how to serve Krishna in the best possible. So he said, different time, different thing, and also preach. He said to Sono Sono Nityananda, Sono Haridas, the great devotee. Haridas Thakur is 3 lakhs round his chanting every day. We cannot. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, unless you do 1 lakh, I don't accept your service. But depending on time, circumstances, great leader comes to fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Said, every town and village, everybody will be chanting Hare Krishna and become devotee of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Predicting that will definitely happen. And the great Ajaya shows how to make it happen, cause it to happen. Depending on time, circumstances. Alright, you do this many rounds, you can? Alright, do this now. You must at least this number of rounds. And then rest of the time, be always engaged in Krishna consciousness. 24 hours. Just eat, sleep, whatever is basic needed to keep your body fit. Eating, sleeping, make it minimum. You can make advancement. At least do 16 rounds, Prabhupada said that. But the rest of the time, work for Krishna. And the basic thing you do, take prasad, associate with the devotee, attend morning programs, evening program, you will be always in Krishna consciousness. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching. That Sona Sona Nityananda, Nityananda will be a preacher, he is telling you do like that. And Haridas Thakur, teach. Amaragya, I am ordering you. Prati ghare ghare gya. Go door to door and knock. What do you want? I want to beg you. What do you want to beg? No, nothing, I can give you money. No, not that, sorry. I fall at your feet. Why are you falling at my feet? I am requesting you something. Give me this, promise me this. What? Bolo Krishna. Always chant Krishna's name. Whatever you have done, that may be. What you did in the past, I fall at your feet, request you, for your ultimate good. You think, do this thing. Always chant Krishna's name. Bolo Krishna, bhajo Krishna, render devotional service to Krishna. Hear Krishna katha, chant Krishna's name, remember Krishna's pastime. Under the guidance of some good devotee, pure devotee. Bolo Krishna, Karo Krishna Shikha, practice Krishna consciousness. If you do this, simply do this, you will achieve all perfection. There is not much rule regulation. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught one who is serious, you associate with sadhu, that means here, Krishna katha with some sadhu, you are attracted with rapt attention hearing, then you do this thing. What do? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, if you want to all the time chant Hare Krishna, you have to qualify yourself. That is the symptom of a devotee, serious devotee. What is that? It is a prayer. My dear Krishna, my dear Radharani, who wins the heart of the Lord simply by surrender, simply by rendering service. And you conquer, seeing your mood, because of your mood, Lord is won by you. You win the heart of the Lord. You steal the heart of the Lord. Her name is Hara. So in vocative, Hara is called Hare. Oh Hare, oh Krishna, you attract everything. You are save somebody from birth and death, you are the Ananda, supreme bliss personified. Oh Ram, you are the supreme enjoyer. Please engage me in your service. What is the service? Just chant. Otherwise there are variety, 64 items there. You can do anything. Simply add this in your life. So what is the qualification? You have to qualify yourself to constantly chant Hare Krishna. What is that? Trinadopi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, in a sum and substance of Krishna consciousness, 8 sloka, 8 verses. Trinadopi Sunichena Toru Riva Sahishtuna Amanina Manadeno Kirtaniya Sada. All the time you can then chant. This is the qualification. Trina means grass. Everybody is trampling the grass, walking over it. The grass is not protesting. In other words, one should consider himself, I am most fallen. Everybody is more advanced. At least you should have this sort of consciousness. I have done so many things in the past, sinful activity. Here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nitai, Parama Karuna, they are most compassionate. Parama Karuna, Bahudui Jana, these two personalities, Nitai Gaura Chandra, Sabi Avitar Sar Shiromani, they are the essence, embodiment of the essence of all incarnation. In other incarnation, he killed the demon and saved, protected his devotees. This time, he is not killing the demon. He is delivering anybody and everybody, even the animals, tigers, everything. Dogs, cats, everybody. People are now coming to that level of eating, sleeping, mating, defending, and enjoying. Mad after enjoyment, sense enjoyment. But this way one cannot be always happy. That is different type of happiness. That in the scripture said, Sukham Attantikam. Super. Super happiness is Sukham Attantikam. What is that? That with, not with these senses, material senses, which is covered. Just like we have got a gloves in our hand, if we want to enjoy something, and our tongue is covered, we want to put some very nice ice cream, many other things I don't want to tell. You can, you are wise enough to understand and intelligent. That is temporary. Real happiness is otindriyam, beyond this material sense enjoyment. That is spiritual happiness. That is with the spiritual body. It is just covered. This is temporary. First happiness, pleasure, then bitterness. Unlimited. Dukkhalayam masasvata. Which most of the people are trying. The Prabhupada gave us this thing. Sukham attantikam. Super happiness you want to go. Jatat. What is that? Otindriyam. With spiritual senses, that is bhakti. Sarvapadhi vinin muktam. Forget I am this, I am that. Material designation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, I am not sannyasi, I am not Brahmin, I am the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. The best devotee of the Lord, the Brajavasi among them, the gopis and the Radharani. That is. This is the consciousness. Sarvapadhi vinirmuktam, given. Tatparatena, then surrender. Completely become absorbed in Krishna's service. Tatparatena, nirmalam, we become then pure consciousness. Then with pure body and pure mind and senses, Rishikena, who is the master or the owner of the senses, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shevanam, give him pleasure. What pleases him? You surrender to him. What pleases him? What he said, you eat. What he said? His prasad, you eat. Then you will become happy. What the yogis are trying by pushing nose and going to the cave and putting water, plunging himself to here in the Mansarovar, which is ice cold water, normally frozen, or going to the desert, putting a round around fire. And desert and meditating. No. Yoga, yogi paya jaha. What the yogi get in yoga. You don't require to do all these austerities. You simply try to please Krishna by chanting, by dancing, and taking Krishna's prasad. What Krishna takes? What the pure devotee tells? This Krishna. Then, that's not. So, Rishikesha Sevanam. Even taking his prasad is considered as seva. Simply serving him, you become liberated from the material entanglement. Then real devotional service starts. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Always joyful. Everybody is joyful here? Please raise hand. Hari Bol! Gauranga! You are happy. This is the beginning of devotional service. Real devotional service is Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. No, I am not this body. I am not American, Indian, Bengali, Russian, man, woman. I am sannyasi, brahmachari, grihastha, ugly, beautiful, minister. I am big scholar. This is external. I am servant of the top devotee of the Lord. That is our, this is our sarup, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jives sarup hai. All the time engaged in Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu service, which gives him pleasure. Pleasure means you carry out what he says, always think of Krishna, always think of render devotional service to him, worship him, pay obeisance to him. Rest assured, you don't commit offense. Back to Godhead in one life, one life. In this very life, our acharyas gave us this opportunity. And we are very fortunate, coming in the Dham, can get 1,000 times result, whatever you do here, devotion. Be careful not to commit often. Also, it could be serious. So, it might be the beginning, my little, consider your case, forgive, but not again. So, Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Rishikesha. That we have to do. That, how do you know who is Krishna? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishna Sangapanga Prapasadam Jagai Sankirtanipai Jajante Sumedha. One who has got brain substance, he can recognize. How? Seeing through the eye of the scripture. This is scripture. Scripture is saying that Kali Yuga, he will come as a sannyasi, as a son in Bhai Puran of his mother will be Sachi. And he will appear on the bank of the Ganges. Born. This is when? Yeah. And symptom, he will be a sannyasi and always chanting the holy name of the Lord. Sankirtan, sammak. That means association. In association with all devotees, he will be chanting the holy name. Krishna's name, form, beauty, pastime, he will be glorified. That is symptom. Here you see the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has got this. That is why it's called Channa. Though he looks like a devotee, but like acting like a devotee, but he is Channa, he is covered. Actually, he is Krishna. He comes with this symptom. Though one is intelligent, he can recognize. Here, he is saying the same thing that Krishna says. Exactly, same thing. Krishna is saying, always think of me, worship me, become my devotee. And then, if you are not envious of me, rest assured, if you are my dear friend, you will come back to me. We have to follow that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did that. Same thing he is saying, and his followers saying, disciples saying, up to Prabhupada saying, and Prabhupada's followers saying the same thing. So we are all fortunate. Prabhupada said, Madhavendra Puri was fortunate because he could see Krishna. Krishna is coming to him. And if you glorify Krishna, Krishna said, wherever my devotees are chanting, I may be in Vaikuntha, maybe in the heart of the yogis, but definitely, I am there when the devotees, you, are chanting and dancing and glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, Sitanath, Advaita. He came again to teach us how to surrender to Krishna. See Krishna Chaitanya, out of compassion for the devotee of the Kali Yuga, for the people in general who are very fallen, all Sudra. Pobasa, I make them Brahmin, make them Vaishnava. He came to deliver. How to surrender? How to chant? So, Tinadubhusuichana Torurigo Soishne, he said, become very tolerant. I know our devotees, at the risk of life, go to preach. And you see the result now. So much been tortured. I was in Arab country, somebody told one devotee, he was caught when he's distributing Bhagavad Gita. They took him in a underground, you know, the soldiers have got, and torturing him, putting nail, putting pin in his, within his nail, putting, and torturing him. Then what happened, his friend told me, what happened, doing like that, telling, you again and again your men came to distribute, we don't want any other religion than this. Why you are doing this? Now I caught you. We see all these books we gathered, whom you distributed this year. We'll force you to burn this now. Set fire. Let me see whether you do or not. When they are planning all these things, saying, just for a while, they gave him a little break. He went, they went somewhere, some other room there. But he is always planning how to escape. Suddenly found some way out. Some or other, he passed through there with very carefully, without making any noise. Got out, went to the road, looked for high road, quickly, very fast, looking for very fast moving car, maybe 160, 100, more than that, 120, 160, and higher than that, speed going. He stopped one car and said, can you take me to this country? They're connected, small kingdom. See, who there, went to their consulate, told them, I said, please get me a ticket, quickly I go back. Like that, I know many incidents, time is short, I don't tell. Give you one example. You know in Russia, how the devotees, you read this book called Salted Bread. You find how devotees are tortured, kicked mercilessly over head, face and all. And so many days he feel pain. And he got up. One day he asked, where did he go? I didn't see, I don't see him. The other sentry told of the other cell that he used to do, because his wife said, those who are preaching other religion, you have to mercilessly beat them. Because he told, why you are beating me like this? Treat me? He said, my wife said, otherwise you cannot come to me at night. So I am forced to. That man, you know what happened? Because Krishna takes care. He knows how to treat different person. Then he asked the other sentry roughly like this. What he did is, he said, he took his wife on a holiday and his children in a car, going for a tour somewhere, going through the mountain. Suddenly, the car fell from the mountain. Whole car was squashed. And within that, he very badly, this man, that sentry who tortured him, his wife, his children, all died. There's so many incidents like that, where devotees don't care at the cost of their life. They go to jail, they suffer, they are mercilessly beaten, they don't care. But Krishna never forget how his devotee sacrificed his life, God's work. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Tinadopi sunichena, toruriva sahishtuda. One should be like a tree, if he is cut to pieces, still he gives him shelter. If nobody gives him water, he goes dry, but still he doesn't ask for. There's a severe cold of snowing, a severe hot heat there. He tolerates everything. Prabhupada in a letter said, when I go away from your physical vision, there may be always some discrepancy, misunderstanding, but if you have love for me, always cooperate. Another place he said, tolerate. You cannot tolerate. Find difficult, tolerate. Very difficult, tolerate. Impossible, still tolerate. If we want to really devotee of Krishna, we will be tested. This is the test. You qualify, Tinadopi sunichana, toruriva sahishna. But still, one who mistreat you, he don't try to take revenge. That is Krishna's vision. That is Prabhupada's vision. Amanina manodana. Give all respect to others. Don't expect respect. Difficult. That is why it is difficult to become a devotee, to get pure devotional service. Sudurlabha. Durlabha means rare, very, very rare. Rarest of the rare is sudurlabha. Means pure devotional service means sudurlabha. Just tolerate. And give all respect to others. And think I am most fallen. Then constantly you can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Here is a Vaishnava. Here is a Vaishnava. He goes back to Godhead. He remains. So many will come. He will remain. He will remain. He remains. Remain and remaining. So this way we can understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, though he looks like a devotee, he is God today. I'm just repeating what Prabhupada is saying and nothing else. Please forgive me. I know nothing. I just repeat what Guru said. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again, some great devotee, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, to teach us. It is not easy to become Vaishnava, but he says, among many beings, which moving and non-moving tree, and tree is non-moving, there are many, there are 8,400,000 species that are moving. Among them, there are tijok, there are birds, there are beasts, but they cannot move. Some are human beings, demigods. Among them, some say, I follow Vedic literature, but actually the name actually is not following. Some actually follows. Among them, they are some expect very good, well-versed. They are called Brahmin. Among many, many Brahmin, the perfect Brahmin, they are called Jagik Brahmin. Among many of the Jagik Brahmin, some are very well-versed in Vedanta, really. But those who claim, they are not. But who knows Krishna is the ultimate goal, he is real Vedanti. Among them, some of them are Narayan Bhakta. Best. Among many, many Narayan Bhakta, once very rarely seen with a devotee of pure devotee of Krishna. So it is not easy to become a Vaishnava for Krishna. This is our Acharya say. Fortunately, Prabhupada is bringing, he is a pure Vaishnava, he is bringing so many people to Krishna consciousness, irrespective of country of origin, class, place, sampradaya, his so-called religion, because maybe in past life, Prabhupada said they did. They appeared again in different parts of the world, America, France, Germany, many other places. So Prabhupada brought them again to complete Krishna consciousness. And they came, his Guru Maharaj sent to help to fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So you are all fortunate people, devotee, to get the mercy of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to complete Krishna consciousness. They are watching us, who is doing what. And accordingly, they are showering us mercy, so that we can go back to Godhead and again join with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna in their Leela to preach Krishna consciousness. The different places Prabhupada said there. His voice choked up when he started this movement sometime and fulfilled to some extent in the disappearing day of his Guru. He will tell, you did not know me, neither I know. You didn't see me, I didn't see you. But I, humble way, didn't think that this will happen. Tried sincerely, and with my ability, to some extent sincerely, I took the words of my Guru Maharaj and tried to fulfill his order. Though at the age of 70, when people goes and spend his whole life in a place of pilgrimage, in a birthplace of Krishna, Vrindavan. Whatever happens, I risk my life. And my Guru Maharaj seeing this, and our Pipir Acharya send you all these nice, wonderful boys and girls of America and Europe. And Prabhupada's voice choked up, tears rolled down his eyes. He couldn't speak for some time. He said, you are my Guru Maharaj's Nijajan. They selected you to help me. And that is why in 10 years, I don't know. I didn't know this will happen. At least to some extent, Mahaprabhu's desire prophecy is fulfilled. So as I did, carried out, took sincerely and seriously the word of my spiritual master, and you have become to some extent successful. There's so much to be done. No, if you take the instruction of the Sadguru, your spiritual master, now, and dedicate your life to preach Krishna consciousness, you can make so many people Krishna Bhakta, Mahaprabhu's devotee. Make their life sublime and full of happiness. You become happy and go back to God, and they only will go back. This is our responsibility. Each and every devotee of ISKCON should remember this. We have got a great responsibility. If we understand Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, then preach. At the same time, when you are understanding, distribute book. The whole movement is a preaching movement. If we stop these things, simply doing bhajan, this is not our movement. Prabhupada says, our mood is Prahlad Maharaj's mood. Become bhakta, at the same time bring other to Krishna consciousness. Because Vaishnava is para dukkhe dukkhi. A Vaishnava doesn't think about his future. He thinks how to save others to Krishna consciousness. But he may fall down. There is a chance. So, with calculated risk, one should practice Krishna consciousness, at the same time preach. If we take risk, take calculated risk and preach Krishna. So that our previous acharya, our duty is to become menial servant and try to fulfill the desire of previous acharyas. Distillation of that instruction is given by the pure devotee, their representative, Prabhupada. For say everything, and that means all the ideal questions you have, the answer is in my book. So, simply read it, you will know. If you are in confusion, consult with others and check out. What a pure devotee is saying, what Prabhupada is saying, there is tally and scripture saying, that is, yeah, you follow. Not difficult. There will be confusion, there will be disagreement. I think we have got 1 hour class. As the thing stands, I think we have got 10-15 minutes. I wonder. Leave some time for question answer. So this way we have to see through the scripture, not like many come out as God or many rascals by vote or these I want to make God. God always was, is and remain God. That is what scriptures say. You can see that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Bhai Puran, many Puran, that you can substantiate your statement from there. Thereby you can know that. He can show his janma karma dibbam, he can show his universal form, all these things, this way you can understand. So we can know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, they gone. So we can know that he is God, telling exactly the same thing what Krishna said. It is not very difficult. And even the common man, Prabhupada said, can understand God. You don't have to, by vote, make somebody God. Prabhupada said, Krishna said, I am the taste of the water. Rasam apsu kuntya. My dear Arjun, son of Kunti. You can see me, realize me, through simply drinking water. When you drink water, you can have the taste of water. That is Krishna. A common man can understand. Why have to go to others? Common man can understand when you see the sun, moon. Krishna said, sun is in my eyes, sun, moon. This way you can understand this. Krishna consciousness means just like a clear water, uncontaminated. But the moment it is colored, it is not original water. So this is our condition now. Our consciousness is contaminated. When we vishaya chariya, when we give up this sense-enjoying mood through our material senses, we only try to enjoy through this body and the senses, that is contaminated. When you try to engage these senses in the service of Krishna, to please Krishna, what Krishna says, is pure devotee, it becomes gradually pure senses uncovered, is uncovered, then uncovered senses, Brahma-bhuta-prasannatma, who is always joyful, No sochati, no kankshati. He has this symptom in his spiritual platform. No sochati. He doesn't lament, but he has lost material thing. His position, designation, name, fame, whatever. No kankhati, not hankering after material thing, more, coveting something. Tadat rajastamo bhava. That means he has become free from the mode of passion and ignorance. Come to the mode of pure goodness. That is Vaikuntha platform. That is Vasudev. Vasudev's name is very meaningful. Vasudev means Sattam Vishuddham. One who is the embodiment of Vishuddha, pure goodness, where there is no pinch of mode of passion and ignorance, symptomized by hankering material things and enjoying mood through the body, gross and subtle. That is pure goodness. One of the symptoms. Then we can understand what is spiritual world, what is Krishna. By His mercy, we can understand this. That is Sukham Mattantikam Jattat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my dear Rupa, I am telling you, bhakti. You know what is bhakti? It is the ocean of the nectar of devotion. Devotion is the ocean of nectar. Ordinary, we can know ocean has got some bottom and has got some beaches, this side, this, that. This is unlimited, unending, has no beach like that. Neither has got fathom, it is fathomless. Just to test this nectar, I am telling you this, take it down. And then explain, you can elaborate it. That is bhakti, rasamrita sindhu, nectar of devotion. And so we'll enjoy this nectar every moment when you render pure devotional service. Overseer. That's called sukham attantikam jattat, buddhigrajam otindyam. So water is now contaminated. Sometimes we want to have something enjoy through the tongue by touching this, that. Maybe short pleasure you can get, but later on maybe unhappy. Yeah. That is not sukham or super happiness. Super happiness is ramante yoginam anante. That is unlimited, not followed by distress. That is Krishna consciousness. So Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Krishna told him first most confidential knowledge. Then more confidential. This is the king of knowledge. Most confidential. That is surrender to Krishna. Giving up everything. All other so-called dharma. And always think of Krishna. Serve Krishna with pure devotion. And worship Him. And pay obeisance to Him. If you are not envious of Him, rest assured, one life back to Godhead. No offense to the Vaishnava. Ask for forgiveness. Thank you very much. I think according to the watch, I have got 5 minutes. Now I invite some comment or a question. And it wants related to what we discuss. Thank you very much. If I am wrong anything, please correct me. I am your humble servant. Simply, I am just presenting what Prabhupada says in this occasion, in others related to this. Now, remembering this, you can ask question related to this context and what I said. And there are some old Prabhupada's disciples here. I am also ready that if I don't say I can answer all, give you satisfying, the other my God brothers are there. They can. Please, any comment or question? Yeah? Hey, some speaker?
Yeah, yeah.
Some, no?
Yeah,
hey. No?
Yeah,
I can hear. I can't understand. I can't hear, sir. Mic is coming. Wait. Mic is coming. Have patience. One by one.
Whether Vishnu Smaranam is one kind of meditation, was his question.
Oh, I see. Please hear his question. Everyone listen to his question.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. You were speaking about different types of meditation. that Vishnu's Mahadham is a kind of meditation.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if you are tina dopi suni chena, taru riva sahishtuna. You understand what it means? If somebody thinks I am most, consciousness I am most fallen, and is very tolerant to preach the message of Krishna, Vishnu, Mahaprabhu, and he give all respect to others, and doesn't expect respect, he can always meditate Vishnu's form. Otherwise, all the time, difficult. If he is not giving us sinful activity, it's difficult. All the time. This is my understanding. Does it satisfy? Maharaj want to add anything? Here is exalted Swamiji's are sitting. They can give maybe better answer sometime. And my god brother and sister, any other question or any comment? Yeah? Give him. Get to the point. Any question? Don't just get to the point. What is your question?
What is the difference between Trinadapi Sumichin, means being humbler than made of glass, being more tolerant than a tree? What is the difference between these two? Can you please clarify?
Please. Thank you very much. I will tell what is Trinadapi Sunichana and what is Tarurivo Sahishna. That makes difference. Prabhupada said, Trinadapi Sunichana means think yourself, I am most fallen. This sort of concept, I am most fallen. This is means Trinadapi Sunichana. Become a menial servant of a pure devotee. Another place, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur said. And Tarurivo Sahishna means many devotees what they are doing. He has to tolerate many things. Even he finds it very difficult for preaching, he has to tolerate. Already my in the lecture is there. I just simply repeated Prabhupada and told some of the incident. I know one of my god sister, she was in a country, there is a dictator like person there, and anybody says against anything what he says, he sometimes put them inside jail, sometimes shoot them, ask them, dictator. In a north, in West Africa, I think. So one day he went from America, she, and joined his god brothers or others, devotee of ISKCON. And one of the boys said, you are saying this thing. He slightly protested in some written letter. He called the dictator, all the boys of the ISKCON center, and say, they are judged by me, there will be punishment, there will be punishment. She also went there. And I heard, this is read in a paper. Then what he did it, he said, why you, I am a dictator, whatever you say, you don't protest anything. Correct me. So you will get punishment is, shoot them to death. Point blank. Then she protested, that devotee from America, some Mataji. And she won't let them, she is trying to argue, and usually women are not strong. But she was opposing, and later on she physically tried not to let them in. And she knew that this guy is mad, he can ask, shoot her. At that risk, still she did. And he ordered, shoot everybody. Can you see? And Krishna said in Srimad Bhagavatam, one who give up everything, takes so much trouble for me, I deeply think about them. And Krishna will accordingly reward him or her, whoever is tolerating, to preach Krishna consciousness. This is my understanding. Hare Krishna. Does it make sense to you? This is some of the highest price somebody is giving. Everybody won't give. My devotee sometimes asks. If there is time, I can tell. Once, Prabhupada asked his followers, that I want to preach in Hong Kong. Now I want, who can volunteer to go there? Everybody remained silent. One of his disciples, Grihastha, just recently married, then he has got a little child, just born, he got up, Prabhupada, I will go. And he went. And there he has no money, no house, nothing. He alone, chanting Hare Krishna in the street, where worst possible you can say materialist. Huh? And they don't care for. And Prabhupada sometimes tears roll down his eyes saying, I am going to Australia and thinking of that. He has got a wife, he just got a small child, he has no money. I wish on my way to Australia if I could make and join with him to preach Krishna consciousness. So devotee, pure devotee, or Krishna always feels and is represented who preaches Krishna consciousness. This is another example. And Prabhupada, though later on, he withdraw him. It is very difficult to preach. He tolerated a long time to preach somebody later on. Yes. Does it make sense to you? Nobody wants to go. Now, let others talk. Please. Yes? Devotee? Can't hear. Get to the point. To the point.
In the beginning you announced that there was a celebration today. Jagannath Mishra celebrated the appearance of the Lord.
Yeah.
If you could share the effect of how the celebration was.
God is appearing. What Nanda did, called everybody and distributed profusely cows, jewels, this, that. And he is a Brahmin, Jagannath Mishra. Whatever he gets, the demigods, Indra's wife, many other coming, great sages and their wife, everything, giving so everything. At once, he gives away everything, Jagannath Mishra, and giving them whatever he has wants. Prasad. Lord Ramchandra, whatever he got when he won celebration, and all the people giving their best into Lord Ramchandra. Ramchandra started giving up to the ear ring, nose ring of Sita Devi. He was going to give that. Sita Devi was going to give that. Then the Brahmin, out of love and affection, being overwhelmed, they said, my dear Lord, you are giving us everything belongs to you. What I will do all these things? We simply want to serve you. Please take back all this. This is called loving action. This is bhakti. This is the essence of bhakti. You serve Krishna and Krishna is always thinking how to also do something for you. Which could be, Prabhupada said, always remember there is a Bengali saying, God has got 10 hands. It's very meaningful. It means, with your 2 hands, how much you can acquire material things or whatever spiritual thing. But Krishna has 10 hands. If he is pleased with you, in 10 hands he can give you so much, you can hardly take with 2 hands and enjoy. And if you don't serve him, he can take away with 10 hands all your everything, even your life. With your 2 hands, you may not be able. Does it make sense to you? Hare Krishna. I'm simply repeating what Prabhupada said. Any comment? Maharajas? Any comment? He's saying something. Give him that. Who is that? No? So Prabhupada said, ISKCON means, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means also, chant, dance, Krishna Katha. Then, other seva is there. Prasada seva, that is also seva. Let us take prasad seva and be happy and celebrate Jagannath Mishra's festival. Thank you very much. May Lord all be pleased with you and make your life joyful. And you make others' life joyful by following Prabhupada's instruction and his followers. Bonafide. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Please pray for me.